Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Children Are Afflicted by Their Parents' Sins, Already in Progress.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We got different people on different sides today. Wow, where did this bunch of? I look over here and say, wow, new bunch over here today. Wow, new bunch over here today. All kinds of new people. Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yeah, praise the Lord, yeah. I even met a young lady back there a while ago from Arizona. Yeah, she said this. She's been listening to me for 3 years, and she come to see us today. So she's here today. So praise the Lord. It's good to have all of you, though. All of you that are here, praise the Lord. As many of you know, we are a little bit unique out here. Did anybody see our new sign today? Did you get it? Wow, wow. I know. That's why there's so many of you here. We got a new sign. Praise the Lord. Praise. Yeah, the boys put up a new sign this last week. Hopefully after tonight they'll have it turned on where they have power to it, where at night it'll even have power on where you can see it at night. So, wow, that's going to be something. I'm going to start out with a little kind of a scriptural joke. You know, it's not really a joke. It really did happen, but, we laugh about this. The reason that inspired me was there's a gentleman walked in a while ago, and he come in and he put a couple of envelopes in the donation box. Then he come over to me and he says, you know, there's a friend of mine told me, said, where are you going? And I said, I'm going to church. And he said, well, I went to church this morning and I forgot to put in my offering. So he said, since you're going this afternoon, let me give you my offering and you put it in the box when you get out there. So he said, okay, I'll do it. And then he told me, he said, you know, I wondered what the Lord would do if I kept it. But then he told me, he said, I wouldn't want to be anywhere close to me if I did that, would you? I said, no, I wouldn't want to be close because I got a funny feeling lightning might strike. And then I thought about the book of Acts. A real story from the Bible for a man and a woman by the name of Ananias and Sapphira, where they sold a piece of property. And some of you, I'm sure, have read this story. But this just goes to show the kind of God God is. So you don't want to tick him off. If there's anything you don't want to do, you don't want to upset God. So anyway, this couple, they had a piece of land and they wanted to sell it, and they did. And then the husband, he came to Peter and said, Peter, I sold the land for this much money. Now, he told a lie. He didn't tell the truth. And he said, I want to give it all to the church. Peter said, Ananias, why did you test the Lord? Did you not know that the land was yours? You could have done anything you wanted to do with it. You could have given him any portion of it or none of it. But you lied to God. Now, because you've lied, you're going to die. And bam, Ananias fell dead right there in church. Now, thank God we don't see things like this very often in church, for sure. But anyway, the three men came and picked up Ananias, and they drug him out and took him out there, and they dug a grave, and they buried him. Took him about 3 hours. Just about the time they got through burying him and got back to the church, his wife walked in. And Peter says, Sapphira, did you and Ananias really sell the piece of land for this much money? She said, yes, that's the price we got, and we want to give it all to the Lord. That's what Peter said. He said, why did you and your husband make up this story to lie to God? Do we not realize that God knows everything about everybody? You can't fool him, can you? I mean, so He says, why did you make up this lie to lie to the Lord? Do you not know that you could have given that money, any part of it? You could have not given any of it, but you didn't. You lied to God. Now, because you lied, the three men that just walked in the back are the men that just buried your husband. They will bury you also. And Sapphira fell dead. And it says, and great fear fell upon the church. I would think so. You know, and now I usually add this to the story. I mean, I know that God says, if you don't tithe, now this was under the law. This is not under grace. But under the law, he says that you had to tithe under law. He said, now, if everybody that does not give me at least one-tenth of their income, their gross income, I, God, will curse you with a curse. Now then, today people don't believe that. I mean, the church does not believe that. I mean, I was a deacon at several Baptist churches, especially the last one was Lakeland Baptist Church, and I was also a deacon over here at Justin Baptist Church. And I worked on accounting committees. I worked on everything. I was in every office in the church. And if those guys were tithing, it's amazing the house they can live in and the cars they can drive on $100 a week. In other words, if a guy comes in and he's driving in fact, I've seen lots of people driving a new $80,000 car. You know, they come to church and of course, we don't take an offering. We don't even pass an offering plate. But if they do give their offering and they don't give some of it somewhere else and they just give a portion, you know, under grace, you better be glad you're under grace. Because if you wasn't under grace, God might decide to just do you the same way he did Ananias and Sapphira. And there's no idea. There's no telling. He may do people like that. I've seen the examples in the Word, so I don't want to put him to the test, do you? That's just like the other day. Now, I had a letter. Some of you that come here quite often, you know what I teach, and you've listened to my teachings, and you know that I teach that God will discipline you through the sickness of your children. Now, some people have a very hard time with that. In fact, this letter, we got this last week. Somebody said, you know, or we went somewhere, actually out here to the healing school, and then they went to their church, and it was telling their church why children are sick. And they said, we don't believe that. God would never do anything like that. God would never discipline a child to get to the parent. And it is very hard for people to swallow. But let me tell you, it is the truth. It is the truth. And I'm going to show you in Scripture before we go on to what we're going to talk about today. I mean, I just wanted to cover this at the beginning since there's so many things that happens to people and to their children. And if you don't know what's causing it, you can't get rid of it. In fact, I had a pastor contact me here a while back, and he said, Thurman Scrivener, you have got to stop teaching that sin and sickness are directly related. He said, you ruined a woman's life in my church. And so I called him. I said, how did I ruin a life of a woman in your church? He said, I have this sweet little lady that she works for us, and she's a great little lady, and she heard you teaching that sin and sickness are directly related. And then she realized that she had a son that had cerebral palsy, and she realized that later she got some of your teaching, and you said if you have a cerebral palsy child, you committed adultery with another person while you were carrying the baby in your womb. Everyone I've ever checked, that's been true. Every child that has cerebral palsy that I have ever examined, ever checked, got with the parents, the mother, while she was carrying the baby, the father or the mother, sometimes it's the mother too, but usually it's the father, but one of the two have committed adultery every time that you have a cerebral palsy child. Every time. So if I check out several people, and every time, just like I had a couple, was told by somebody to come here, and they had a cerebral palsy child. She was 3 years old, a little girl. So they came to see me. I didn't know this couple. They'd never been to church here. But when they came in, they just walked in off the street. I thought, I didn't know that one of my friends had told them to come see me till later. But anyway, they came in, and I sat down with them and asked them how I could help them. And they said, we have a little daughter here. She's 3 years old. She has cerebral palsy. I said, okay, y'all come on in. And we went to the minister room. We sat down, and I said, my first question, while you were carrying this child in your womb, did you or you, sir, commit adultery? And boy, she turned to him and says, he did. I mean, it didn't take her that long to say, he did. I said, sir, did you do that? He said, yes, I did. And he said, I'm so sorry I did it. I said, well, sir, that's why your child has cerebral palsy. Because the scripture says every act of sexual immorality will be judged. Now, what do you do with that? What do you do with that? If God said in his word, and Hebrews 13:4, I want us to put Hebrews 13:4 up there, and I want you to see it yourself. If this is written in God's word, does God always mean what he says? See, that's why last week or week before last, when we were in Lansing, Michigan, one of the men came up and he said, Thurman, I have learned listening to your teaching that we serve a mean God. I said, well, sir, how do you mean that exactly? He said, I have learned that he means what he says and he says what he means. So we serve a mean God. We do. You can look at that in any light, however you want to, but you could look at it as a mean God whenever he killed Ananias and Sapphira, right? Because who did that? God did. Absolutely, he did that. So, but just like this scripture says in Hebrews 13:4, what does that say? What does that say?
Marriage is honorable in all.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Children Are Afflicted by Their Parents' Sins, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.